The sport of polo was all over in Hawaii in the 80s and early 90s, and it's been around since the 1800s here. And although it has died down from time to time, it's never completely gone away. Lovers of the sport are nothing if not loyal. Paula Beamer is the vice president of Hawaii Island's Mauna Kea Polo Club. She was one of Hawaii's early female polo players. She's on the line to tell us about the sport of kings. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning, Chris.
You know, most of us, when we watch sports, we're watching sports that we have played at one time or another, and so we can kind of imagine what it's like. But not many of us have played polo. What's it like?
It's the most exciting thing you can do. It's so fun to be able to gallop down a field 40 miles an hour, hitting the ball and making the goal. Is just get your adrenaline going. It's a contact sport, so you're riding into other horses and players and stopping, turning, getting back into the play. It's very exciting.
It takes a well-trained person and a well-trained horse, I would think.
It helps to have a well-trained horse. We train the people that we can do. Mm-hmm. But for a beginner player who wants to start polo, I always suggest having a trained horse already.
Sure.
It's hard for a beginner to train a horse at the same time you're trying to train yourself.
Well, because as soon as the ball is hit, horses have to change direction, right?
It depends on which direction. The line of the ball is the most important thing. So mainly I'm going to be hitting up with I have to use my right arm, no matter if I'm left or right-handed.
Uh-huh.
And the shot is usually forward from the right side of your horse. But if I was playing defense, I would run down the field and I would back it. So then the play turns. Then you have to be able to stop and turn and not take anybody out. You have to be careful what's happening around you. So you have to have a 360-degree awareness.
Sure. I'm reading about a line, and maybe you can explain this rule to me. Man, line, ball is the way it's expressed. What does that mean?
We teach our players that you first take the man. You ride the man off. One player can ride another man off the line. You push him out of the way with your horse. It's like a knee-to-knee thing.
Uh-huh.
And then the line. You have to know where that line is, and then the ball is the last thing you focus on. Everybody wants to hit the ball, but a real good players who are most valuable to us will take the opposition out of the way and let somebody come through who has a clear shot.
When you say you have to know what the line is, what's the line? The pathway to the goal?
No, it's the line where I hit the ball. That's from where I hit it to where it is going, traveling now. So it's like a lane of traffic.
Okay.
Someone cannot come across at a right angle, and that would be like a T-ball, and that's a huge foul. So you have to merge into the line of traffic. That keeps everybody safe.
Yeah. Well, because if you didn't have that, these horses would be constantly colliding with one another, I would
think.
Yeah,
and we don't want players or horses to get hurt.
No, I would assume not. So man, line, ball. What's the emphasis on the ball is what?
The ball, when you have a clear shot and you can hit it, you hit it. But you have to be aware of what's happening around you and not foul anybody else.
And not what, anybody else?
Not foul them, F-O-U-L. You don't want to. If you foul somebody, if you make a mistake and come in at a wrong end, the umpire is going to blow his whistle, and the other team will get a penalty shot.
A foul being when you cross that line you were talking about, right?
Incorrectly, correct.
So all this happening at 40 miles an hour.
Well, or
or speeds up to.
Up to 40, yeah.
Yeah. And when, how many on a team, Paula?
Four on the side.
Okay, so
eight players on the field at one time.
So the four of you on a team, how do you coordinate your actions with one another? Do you have set, you know, places like in basketball, you have the forward and the guard, that kind of thing? Do you have assignments like that?
Yes, we have one, two, three, and four. Normally, the highest-rated player, the best player on the team, would play three, so he's the pivot man. The two would be the runner. He's kind of out in front of him, and two and three work together to change the plays. The four is the back. He's the defense, and the number one player is usually the less-rated player, not always, but that's the person that stays up front and expects the ball to come to him and or her, and we put it through the goal.
So the one player is the person who's going to get that final shot. You try to set it up so that the one gets the shot on the goal.
Yes, that's correct.
And the rest of that is and four is it furthest back, in case the direction changes, right?
Yes.
And two and three are kind of feeding the one. It's starting to make sense to me, Paula. But it certainly sounds like fun.
It's great, and I hope you can come out this fall.
Well, it sounds like you're going to be ready. You've got a pretty active club and team.
We have about 40 playing members now. I started this. We were playing for years, and then Herbie Ching was the president of the club, and he and his family decided to retire. It was very hard to keep the club going, so it kind of went away for 10 years. And I was approached by a sponsor in 2011 to put on a polo game for their Christmas company function. And so I had to get the old people back up, put on a game. We have to practice for about 3 months prior to that. So I got some old guys, some new people. I went out and got horses off the ranch.
You're back going strong, Paula. Thanks very much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you very much, Chris.
You bet. Paula Beamer is the vice president of Hawaii Island's Mauna Kea Polo Club, whose season runs from October to December. It holds its matches at Waikiki Ranch Polo Field in Kamuela, and you can find out more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.